CFTC draws 2,500-plus comments on prediction market rules. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has logged more than 1,500 responses to its prediction market rulemaking proposal, Cointelegraph reported on May 4, 2026, citing the agency's public docket. The volume is one of the largest comment hauls the CFTC has received on a derivatives rule this cycle, and it lands while Polymarket, Kalshi, and Gemini's newly licensed clearinghouse all jockey for position in the same regulated category. The proposal would set federal standards for how event contracts, binary yes or no markets on real-world outcomes, can be listed, cleared, and offered to retail users on CFTC-registered venues. The agency opened the docket earlier this year, and the comment window closed with submissions stacked across three rough camps: operators pushing for clear federal preemption, state gambling regulators asking the CFTC to leave room for their jurisdiction, and consumer groups asking for tighter limits on which contracts retail can trade. Why the comment count matters, comment volume on a CFTC rulemaking is a rough proxy for how much money is paying attention. Routine derivatives rules attract a few dozen letters from law firms and trade associations. Crossing 1,500 puts this docket in the same bracket as the agency's most contested actions of the past decade, including the position limits fight and parts of the swaps regime. The size matters for two practical reasons. First, the CFTC is required to consider and respond to substantive comments before finalizing a rule, which lengthens the timeline. Second, a contested record gives any final rule a wider attack surface in court. A federal rulemaking that ignores 1,500-plus submissions invites legal challenge from whichever camp loses on the substance. The three camps' operators, Polymarket, Kalshi, and the newly approved Gemini DCO, generally want the CFTC to confirm that event contracts traded on registered venues are federal jurisdiction, not state gambling. That position would short-circuit the patchwork of state-level enforcement actions that has hit prediction markets in places like Nevada, New Jersey, and Massachusetts over the past 18 months. State gaming regulators want the opposite. Their submissions argue that some event contracts, particularly sports outcomes and entertainment markets, are functionally indistinguishable from sports betting and should remain under state licensing. Several state attorneys general filed letters of their own. Consumer advocacy groups occupy a third position. They are not opposed to prediction markets in principle, but want the CFTC to set hard limits on contract types. No election markets, no markets on individual deaths, narrow definitions of what counts as a hedgeable economic event, and to require stronger position limits for retail accounts. How this connects to recent CFTC action. The rulemaking is happening alongside, not instead of, the agency's licensing work. Last week, the CFTC approved Gemini's derivatives clearing organization application, giving the exchange a federal route to clear prediction market contracts and perpetual futures. Polymarket's monthly volume jumped from $1.2 billion in 2025 to over $20 billion in early 2026, putting real economic stakes behind the rulemaking outcome. The licensing activity tells operators which doors are open today. The rulemaking will tell them which doors stay open tomorrow, and under what conditions. What the rule could change. The proposal as drafted would standardize three things. The categories of event contracts a CFTC-registered venue can list without case-by-case approval, the disclosures retail users must receive before trading, and the position and concentration limits that apply at the user and venue level. A final rule that adopts the operator-friendly version would remove much of the legal uncertainty around state-level enforcement. A final rule that adopts the gambling regulator version would carve out large categories, particularly sports and political contracts, and route them back to state oversight. The CFTC has not signaled which way it is leaning. Past comment periods of this size have produced final rules that take 12 to 18 months to clear, though the agency can move faster when commissioners agree. What to watch next? Three signals will tell you which direction the rule is moving. First, whether the CFTC issues a follow-up notice, asking for comment on a revised proposal, which usually signals significant changes from the original draft. Second, whether any of the operators file preemptive litigation against state actions, which would set up a federal preemption fight that the rulemaking would have to address. Third, whether the next round of CFTC enforcement actions targets unlicensed venues or expands the categories that licensed venues can offer. For now, the docket is closed, the count is over 2,500, and the agency starts the slow work of writing a final rule that has to survive both the substance and the inevitable court fight.